It's a dilemma that premiers, chief ministers and the prime minister are tackling on a daily basis. Keep the borders closed and leave parts of the economy at a standstill, or risk opening them along with an increased danger of COVID-19 outbreaks. Scott Morrison says it's not sustainable to keep state borders shut in the long term, and he's asked the federal government's expert medical panel to define exactly what constitutes a hotspot. Eleni Soltis reports.
Border closures have been a sticking point between the Prime Minister and the Premier since the start of the pandemic. And for Scott Morrison, long-term closures are the wrong approach.
The idea that we're going to live with domestic borders until there's a vaccine is a recipe for economic ruin. That is not the plan. The plan is to ensure testing, tracing, outbreak containment.
Domestic border closures are causing a headache for the Prime Minister as he tries to pitch a regional travel bubble to our neighbours across the ditch.
I'm keen to get the New Zealand travel bubble back in place, and I'm sure we'll take that up again soon. I'd like to see that also, if we can, amongst the Pacific nations. They're very keen to do that. Japan is keen to do it with us. Singapore is keen to do it with us.
Those plans are still on hold, though, because of Victoria's coronavirus outbreaks, and every day there are new challenges for border communities. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says dozens of workers, including medical staff this week, were stopped from crossing the Victoria-New South Wales border at the checkpoint in Albury due to an apparent software problem. Senator McKenzie's office is in the border town of Wodonga.
We've been contacted by people this afternoon who own businesses in Wodonga but live obviously just outside of Albury. They've driven over this morning, no worries, with their permit. They've had their day at work. They're ready to head home, and they've been told they will not be able to head home.
And there will be some reprieve soon. The New South Wales Cross-Border Commissioner says his state's government is aiming to ease some restrictions on travel from Victoria as of next Friday. Scott Morrison has now asked the federal government's expert medical panel to define what constitutes a COVID-19 hotspot for future considerations of border closures. But epidemiologist and head of the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health, Nancy Baxter, says it will be very hard to convince some states to accept this new definition and reopen borders.
I think part of the problem is that different states have essentially taken on different strategies at this point. And you see the states like Western Australia, Tasmania, taking on more of an elimination strategy. And to do that, you have to basically isolate yourself from most of the risk of potentially disseminating COVID-19 into your community. The strategy that Victoria and New South Wales are going to be willing to accept would be much different, because they're committed to not an elimination strategy, to more of a suppression strategy. Although they're trying to come up with some type of consensus at a Commonwealth level, I don't know if they're going to be able to, because, you know, when you're looking at being in Western Australia or Tasmania, and you're comparing it to the economy in Victoria right now, it's harder to see the benefit of open borders in those states for their economy than it is for, say, New South Wales or Victoria.
So do you question Scott Morrison's warning of economic ruin then?
These are very challenging decisions, and I think the problem is there is no right answer and no one has a crystal ball. It's a wicked problem.
Epidemiologist Nancy Baxter ending that report by Eleni Soltis.